It's 95.9 The Fox. I'm here with Brendan Toler. He's from Verso Studios at the Westport Public Library, and this is one of the people behind the very first album ever recorded, produced, and released by a public library, and it was right here in Fairfield County. So, Brendan, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, John. It's good to be here.
So tell me about this, because what I love about this album, and I'm actually holding a physical copy of it right here, is that it's all local artists. And that, I mean, you know, anyone who's ever listened to me on the Fox knows that I'm a local music freak. So this is just fantastic. Tell me how this idea came to pass.
Well, we have a lot to be proud of here in Connecticut. And yeah, these are 12 pretty much Connecticut-based, if not tri-state area-based bands, very popular in the New Haven and Fairfield County scenes. Look, we have a very visionary outlook for libraries of the 21st century at the Westport Library.
I would say so, yeah.
And that includes a full recording studio, an event venue space, a broadcast control suite, and post-production facilities. So this all grew out of really 3D printing and wanting to expand upon something that would nurture creativity and also just kind of continue lifelong learning.
And now, you're going to have to forgive me because I'm going to drop a name very quickly, but I got to talk to Chris France from the Talking Heads.
You asked him about Trey.
I did. I had him talk about Trey's BO. I love that you saw that clip, too. You know, he's obviously been a big part of this, but I remember just through talking to him, hearing about, you know, just the quality of the equipment that you guys have at Verso, the professionalism that you guys have, how seriously you take the craft. So why a recording studio at a public library? Tell me how Verso Studios came about in the first place.
Well, libraries have always been community spaces. They've always been places where you can go learn. And they should definitely be places that nurture creativity. Mm. So I think in our executive director's vision, our executive director, Bill Harmer, he just decided to expand upon this kind of idea of the makerspace, but incorporating media. So, you know, I mean, a lot of us have studios in our home, but we don't have a studio that's, say, built by Rob Fraboni of the band and Bob Dylan and Keith Richards.
Oh, and I felt bad about dropping one name. Okay, no, keep going.
Up off the floor. And, you know, we don't have the engineer skills of Travis Bell, who for years in Hamden, Connecticut, had Adoria Recording Studios and did live sound at the space. Mm. So there's a real team of experts behind this to get your art and, you know, also your learning to the next level. We have songwriting classes. We have Verso Fest every year, which is, you know, kind of like our mini version of South by Southwest.
So, just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. So, you know, this isn't necessarily, you know, some huge achievement or calling card for us. This is really like a signal. We want to see other libraries doing this. And because of this sort of splash, you know, I heard from a few libraries this week that are interested in setting up similar facilities.
Wow. Wow. And well, now I am going to disagree with you because I do think it's an achievement. But I appreciate the humbleness, and I would love to see more of this happen at more public libraries. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, obviously you think a library, you think of just books and quiet and sitting at it, but it should be a community place. It should be a place where people learn primarily. And you know, there's so many other different forms of media outside of just literary forms. That can be done. I'm waxing poetic right now because I just love what you guys are doing. But let's talk about this album, though.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of bands that, you know, I'm very familiar with. But Ports of Spain. Are you friends with Sam?
Of course. Everyone's friends with Sam.
Everybody is friends with Sam Carlson, who we love, who is a friend of this show, of Live and Local. I've played S.G. Carlson and the Tynes many times, and this is his other project, Ports of Spain. And he's actually recording an album that I play on right now.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
We recorded with him, but anyway. But and then, you know, Problem with Kids Today.
I'm repping their shirt like a good fan today.
Indeed. And the Zambonis, who, I mean, if you know Fairfield County music and you don't know about the Zambonis, then you don't really know Fairfield County.
That's actually how I came to the library. I was playing tambourine on that track, Gretzky Twist, and I thought, what is this spaceship? And 2 months later, gainfully employed at the Westport Library.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, anything could happen, you know.
So talk about artist selection. How did you guys pick what was going to be on this compilation?
Well, I think that we sort of looked to New Haven and Fairfield County scenes and also a little bit New York City. and our connections that were already there, and the artists that we felt were really deserved a larger platform. I mean, one of the really nice things about Verso, the best parts of our jobs are when we give artists an opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have. I'll use Dani Probably as a great example. She leads off side A, track one.
Cowboy is the track, yeah.
Great, great singer-songwriter, filled out to a three-piece band, and I just really thought that she could use a really amazing producer. So who did I contact but Peter Kadis down the street, Grammy-winning, you know, rock producer of Kurt Vile, Interpol, Sharon Van Etten, and it made total sense. And it worked like magic. You can hear it on the record.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, indeed.
So, you know, Zamboni, same thing. Great Fairfield County band. Where would we all be without Dave Schneider? I don't know.
I would be nowhere. I would be lost. Yeah, I'd be lost in the woods.
So, you know, and, you know, a band like Mighty Moonchew is a similar thing. It's like, we you know, Dulio is in New Haven, you know, legendary hip-hop guy who first sampled Skull Snaps. I mean, that beat is in The Matrix.
Yeah.
So hooking those two up together and just on the fly coming out with this crazy track, I'm like, you know, they are like the hip-hop equivalent of the Stooges in Connecticut. It is really wild.
Well, and it's funny, and I actually played that track just because this last Sunday on Live and Local, which you can hear Sunday nights at 9 on 95.9 The Fox. But it was purely because I was like, Mighty Moonshoe and Dulio. I mean, how am I gonna not play a track with a band that's named that? That's amazing. Well, it's great. And there's, you know, like you were saying, like they're a hip hop act. Ports of Spain, a little bit more in the rock indie territory.
Sure.
You've got a jazz quartet.
That's
on
right.
Here.
Westport Locals, John Collins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds in the sound. Again, credit to Travis Bell, the engineer of the whole thing. Just amazing. And amazing that we can go from a hip hop sound to a jazz quartet. And, you know, that it flows, hopefully, on the record, which I think it totally does. It's a very eclectic, wide-ranging mix, even for our first compilation.
Well, I mean, I think it speaks to the diversity of music just in Connecticut. I mean, in Fairfield County, but in Connecticut in particular.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's been an obsession of mine for years. I mean, I've been playing around here forever. Do you play yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in a few bands.
Gotcha. So, <yeah. laughs> gotcha.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
I'm in a band called Dust Hat. So,
Dust Hat, there you go. I was waiting for you to give the plug, man. I'm like, come on. Don't make me ask the question. Dust Hat.
Yeah.
Say it loud and say it proud.
That's right.
Do you have any favorite tracks off of this one? Any particulars?
That I love? Boy, I mean, I love Problem with Kids Today. The problem with radio, though, is you're going to have to ride the mute button with that one occasionally.
I did not play that one just because I didn't feel like going into Adobe Audition and doing many edits.
But I love Dani Probably Cowboy. I love Alexandra Burnett. I mean, she just riled such an amazing string section. Fred Rock on drums. I'm blanking on the name of the lap steel guitarist, but it's just such a beautiful track. And I'm obviously biased with Zamboni's Gretzky Twist because I'm on it. But
naturally.
I'm proud of every single song that I was involved with. I mean, even the album ender, Shanetta Nicole, a Bridgeport artist, Love Languages. I mean, just totally beautiful piano solo. I mean, you know, you get Nina Simone vibes,
right?
Obviously, but
that's one of the ones that I played last Sunday.
Unbelievable voice,
yeah, fantastic voice, and I love the lyrics on that. I mean, like if listen to the, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but listen to the album Love Languages. It becomes very clear very quickly. It's a very clever piece of songwriting why that song is called what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are doing a big release for this thing too. You guys are having a little party at Verso Studios.
That's
You're
right.
Going to do the
June
whole thing.
June 3rd, 7 o'clock. It's free. It's at the library. If you haven't checked out Verso Studios, come on down. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be pizza. There's going to be beer. There's going to be wine. There's going to be five bands. We're going to do festival style.
So we don't have to be quiet. We don't have
to go in there.
If, I mean, if I'm a loud person to begin with, if you give me beer and wine, especially together, I'm going to get loud very quickly.
No, we want you to be noisy this night. So, we're going to start things off with Kirsten Caesar and Friends. She's in Tiny Ocean, another beautiful track off the album. Yeah. Lulu Lewis is performing as a duo, Ports of Spain, Zamboni's, and Problem with Kids Today. Look, you can't beat the price of admission.
Right,
so.
So is there going to be a volume two? Do we get
a
volume two
at some
point?
I hope there's going to be a volume two. I mean, if there's one thing I want to get across, though, it's the physicality of this record. It is bright yellow. Comes yes. with a download card, liner notes by Chris France, and it is my goal to have this in every independent Connecticut record store, you know, the week right after release. So if you can't make the release show, look for it at a great record store near you.
And is the release on June 3rd, or is that just the party?
It's on June 3rd. You can pre-order now on our Bandcamp, versorecords.bandcamp.com. $22 gets you the record. You can't beat it. It's in the continuum of great Connecticut compilations, and this is a real good snapshot of the scene as we see it now.
Nice. Well, Verso Records, you know, you can find them at versorecords.westportlibrary.org. And it's just, yeah, I mean, a place that not only supports but is capable of creating local music. So if you're a local musician or if it's just something that you're interested in, you should go. You should check it out. Brendan Toller, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Fox.